Hello, this is Charles Collins with Take 5, Building Operating Management's series of podcasts on topics of interest to today's facility professionals. We're here with Skip Wolf, VP of Sales and Marketing for Curaflow, an industry leader in pipe restoration. Skip is here to talk with us today about the safety of both traditional and new plumbing materials. Curaflow restores pipes with modern plumbing materials, including its proprietary epoxy lining for pipes, a safe, cost-effective, and time-saving alternative to replacing old pipes with new ones. Thanks for being with us today, Skip. Can you tell us a little about what used to be traditional plumbing materials?
Sure. There were essentially three main materials that were used for the past several hundred years. Lead, being the oldest, was used a lot in the 19th century and early 20th century. That fairly quickly went on a style when the health effects of lead started to become more known. Galvanized steel then became popular and was used pretty much until the mid-80s, at which time it faded out of favor and copper became more of the dominant material. Copper has been used a lot in the 20th century and is still used widely today.
And are there any safety issues with those materials?
Yeah, absolutely. Lead is certainly the one that probably most people are most familiar with and has gotten a lot of press over the years. Certainly anything from lead paint to the big story in lead in children's toys has a lot of health effects, and lead used for water pipes certainly was a very dangerous mixture where the body could absorb that lead very easily. Galvanized steel is not as certainly not as bad and not as well known. The main thing with galvanized steel is it tends to corrode quite badly, and you have lots of rust, what would be described as tuberculation or rust blooms inside the pipes. And what can happen is bacteria could build into those areas, and it becomes a breeding ground for bacteria. Copper had two issues. The first was, for years and years, the copper was soldered together using a solder that contained lead. So it had the same issues with lead pipe. As I said, Congress banned the use of lead both in lead pipes, lead in brass fixtures, and lead in solder for copper. But there's also the issue of the potential copper in the drinking water. So Congress actually released a law called the Lead and Copper Rule, which was specifically geared towards monitoring and limiting the amount of lead and copper that could be in drinking water. That lead and copper is obviously in the drinking water from pipes, and the government wanted to regulate the municipalities to limit how much lead and copper is in the water because of the health effects, both to infants and adults. Medium levels of copper can cause gastrointestinal problems. High levels could cause kidney and liver problems. And again, I think everybody's pretty familiar with the health effects of lead.
And Skip, what are the modern plumbing materials?
Certainly copper is still being used, with the advantage that there's no more leaded solder. So you still have the copper in the water. There's still the potential risk of copper leaching into the water, but it's still the most common plumbing material today. There's also CPVC, which is you'll see PVC in your Home Depot, the white or gray piping. That's still used quite a bit. PEX, which is a polyethylene, it's a flexible, clear tubing that's used quite often. And then a product called Aquatherm, which is a thermal form plastic. Also, there's a product where you actually epoxy line existing metallic pipes. And so that's being used more and more in today's plumbing.
Do these new materials have any of the same safety issues or any new issues?
Copper is the only one, obviously, that we talked about earlier that has some of the existing safety issues, and as I said, is a regulated issue with municipalities having to control how much copper is leaching in the water. The CPVC and PEX, there was initially some concern with organic chemicals. These are it's a plastic-based process, and so certainly there's the potential of organic chemicals or solvents being released in the water. That is more of a past concern. In fact, the state of California was the most aggressive at limiting the use of those, and more recently has allowed the use of PEX to be used in the water. And then epoxy has been used in the water systems from the late 80s. Still some of the initial early concerns, but has demonstrated to be a safe product.
And how are these materials regulated and their safety determined?
A couple different ways. The first is, as I talked about a couple times, is the lead and copper rule for the metallic pipes, where the municipalities are responsible. It's actually the only drinking water law that the municipality is responsible for the water quality coming out of a consumer's tap. Most water quality laws only go until it enters the homeowner's home. Once it goes in the homeowner's home or the apartment building, they no longer have any responsibility. With the lead and copper rule, they're actually responsible for the quality coming out of the tap. For those materials, the copper piping, as well as PEX, CPVC, epoxy lining, they are all regulated using ANSI NSF Standard 61. And this is a regulatory standard, a testing standard that has been adopted by the regulations to determine what is safe and what is not safe for drinking water. And essentially, any new product has to have their product certified by an ANSI NSF certified laboratory, and they actually have toxicology regulations to determine what, if anything, is going to leach off that product and into drinking water. And if you can't be under a certain limit, then the product will not pass NSF 61 and will not be able to be used in drinking water systems. So it's a pretty strict set of procedures and set of standards that every manufacturer has to follow and get their product certified to show that it is safe for drinking water.
There's been a lot of talk about BPA in the news over the last year or so. What is that?
BPA, it's called bisphenol A, and it is a potential issue with plastics. And what it really became in the news from water bottles and from baby bottles, where the concern is the plastic used to make that, a polycarbonate plastic, can actually degrade down into a product called BPA, which potentially has some health effects. Certainly has been in the news a lot, and there's a lot of controversy of how actual harmful is it, and does it actually degrade off of, you know, anything from baby bottles to plastic piping. The good news is the epoxy product is shown not to release BPA, and that is certainly a chemical that is regulated by the ANSI NSF 61 standard.
Well, Skip, it seems that we've about run out of time. Do you think you could join us again to talk about BPA in another Take 5 podcast?
Absolutely, would love to.
That sounds great. We'll certainly look forward to it. Thanks again for all the valuable information today. Again, you've been listening to Skip Wolf, VP of Sales and Marketing for Curaflow. This is Charles Collins. Thanks for listening to Take 5.